Well, when you hear that music, there's only one thing coming up, and that is our much-anticipated segment with Kerry Crowley, who covers the San Francisco Giants for the Bay Area News Group. Kerry, how are you this Sunday?
You know, Marty, doing well. I always like day baseball. I wish there was more of it this season, but yesterday gave us a glimpse, and Saturday afternoon watching baseball, that to me is what summer's all about.
Yeah, I love Sunday baseball, and, you know, just to digress for a second, and I know that you didn't grow up in the doubleheader era, but when I grew up, Sunday was so anticipated because you had two games, and you couldn't wait for Monday morning to see the change in the standings and how many at-bats the leading hitter had or how many home runs they hit. And yesterday we did this day in baseball history with Roger Maris hitting four homers in a doubleheader. I love Sunday baseball. But I wish we could get back to a couple of doubleheaders.
Oh, yeah, and I think this would have been the perfect season to do it on every Sunday. I think you take Monday off around the league, maybe you just have one game, but you could have done doubleheaders every Sunday and maybe gotten in 66 games as opposed to 60 and given the fans some of that sense of anticipation for Sundays that they used to have.
Yeah, I think so. I think that's where baseball, of course, it's all money, 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 as I said yesterday. You know, Sid Caesar in Las Vegas vacation. Money, 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 money. But that's where it's all at, and they just don't want to give up the extra gate. But that's a story for another day. The Giants got a win yesterday, 5-4, and I thought Alex Wood was not sharp, and I thought the Giants' right-handed lineup, even on the pregame show, I said, I think this lineup can do a little bit of damage, and they did enough to win the game.
Yeah, to me, there's no question right now, Marty, that the right-handed lineup is better equipped than the left-handed lineup. They've got Austin Slater at the top. He looks really locked in right now in his plate appearances against left-handers. You've got Darren Ruff hitting cleanup. I feel comfortable about him. Donovan Solano's solid. He hit the big double yesterday. And then they're going to get Evan Longoria back next week, and he's much better against left-handers than righties. So I do think that, you know, if Farhan wants to look at improving this roster on the margins, he could add another platoon player to hit right-handed pitchers. But right now, this left-handed lineup gives me a little bit more confidence than the other side.
I think so. I think when you look at the lineup, you realize some people there can take the ball out, which you've got to do today, and Flores took the ball out yesterday. But now, after only three games, really two games before the defensive change, Flores, I think they've seen enough of Flores as a third baseman.
Yeah, I think they've almost seen enough of him as a second baseman, too. The ideal position is probably first for him, given his struggles to throw and field the ball. But you have to have that bat in the lineup. You really do, especially against left-handed pitchers. We saw it yesterday. He's a professional at bat. He's a proven guy, torched the NL West last year while playing for the Diamondbacks. He's someone who's going to be an asset against the Dodgers, the Padres, the Rockies. And I think that having him in there is so important. So, you know, even if second base doesn't work out for him, you've got to either put him at first or have him as the designated hitter and give him a spot in kind of the top three or four spots in that order.
I agree with you. There's something about the way he swings the bat. He's like Sandoval, except I think he's under more control. And he very rarely sees a pitch he doesn't like. But he's not as wild as Sandoval is. But when this guy gets up there, he sees a pitch he likes, he's going to take a hack at it. And it was a big home run for him. You brought up Austin Slater, and he finally got a start yesterday with three walks, made a couple of catches in the outfield, of course, and then he was removed from the game, and there's a hip contusion there. Kerry, I don't know what the medical update is, but just listening to the post-game show and just reading some of the tweets from you guys, it sounds like Slater's got some real medical issues.
Well, it's day-to-day per Gabe Kapler, so we'll see what that means. You know, with this coaching staff, it's hard to know if day-to-day means 1 or 2 days or 9 or 10 days. So I think we'll see with regard to Austin Slater. And hip contusion, to me, is almost a best-case scenario considering the way he hit the wall. He could have hit his head or neck or shoulder and done some real serious damage. So as long as that hip is just bruised and okay, I think that you can get him back in the lineup in that Padres series this week, especially if they throw a left-hander like Joey Lucchese. You're going to want Austin Slater in there. Even if you just have him as the DH, he's another guy who you have to have in the lineup against lefties because, you know, over 850 OPS against southpaws last year, Marty, and the Giants can't pass up that type of a split.
When do you think we're going to see Longoria and Belt? And I know there's a DL involved here in certain days and all that kind of stuff. When do you think we'll see both of them?
So they were placed on the injured list retroactive to July 20th. So that means as soon as they can come off, is Thursday for that series finale against the Padres. And I do think that you'll probably see one of them, if not both of them, that day. Gabe Kapler indicated they could be back for the San Diego series. And if you don't, I think it'll be the homestand. I don't think that either of those guys were set back too far, unless the Giants haven't told us something. And so just kind of the optimistic update from Kapler yesterday gives me reason to believe that they'll be back by the time the Giants are wrapping up that homestand against the Rangers.
It looked like Pence dodged a bullet. He got one that was going right for the ear hole there and threw the hand up and clenched the fist afterwards quite a bit. Any news on Pence? I know he stayed in the game. That was a good sign.
Yeah, he stayed in the game, and I think it would be a good sign if you saw his name in the starting lineup tonight. We really don't know much beyond just the wrist contusion there. That's where the ball got him. And so I think that he could go out and be the designated hitter tonight if that wrist shows up today and it's not sore and he's able to move it freely. But maybe they do give him the day off because he hasn't gotten a hit yet, and he's kind of bashing everything into the ground right now.
Well, speaking about not getting a hit yet, now look, he was in center field. We've seen him at short. We've seen him at second. He's all over the place, but at the plate, he looks like a little bit lost right now, and that is DeBone.
Yeah, DeBone just, he doesn't seem to have the mechanics down right now, Marty. You know, he doesn't seem to have that consistent, fluid swing we saw at times last season when he was really able to turn on inside pitches and yank them to left field. Right now, it looks like the Dodgers are targeting him on the outside half of the plate and a lot of times with soft stuff. And he's trying to pull everything. You know, you're seeing his head come off when he does swing. And so I think that if he gets back to kind of an opposite field, all fields approach, shows a little bit more plate discipline, he can put himself in a better spot. But right now, he just seems to be pressing at the plate and really trying to do too much. So drawing a few walks might even help his cause.
So any concern on your part?
Yeah, I do have concern right now because it's only a 60-game season. So when a guy gets off to a slow start like that, particularly when you couple that with the slow summer camp that he had, he never really got locked in at the plate. I do think there's concern. They're going to give him every opportunity to play the Kike Hernandez role and move all around the diamond and prove competency at different positions. But if he can't hit and he can't be a platoon player against lefties, then the Giants are going to be in some serious trouble there because he is kind of built in to be a fluid, everyday player, regardless of the position that you put him in at. And if he's not hitting, it really doesn't serve you a great purpose to keep him in the lineup.
All right. Well, I agree with that. It's only game four, but you're right. You'd like to see him get started a little bit. Let's take a little more on the offense just a bit before going to Logan Webb, the starting pitcher. Solano got a pitch that, boy, when he gets his pitch, he just drilled it in the gap. It was a big double for him, driving in some runs. I thought Ruff had a nice hit going the other way. It was good for him. And again, Jalen Davis, I know there was a couple of strikeouts in there as well, and still seems like he's looking for the ball. But when he did connect yesterday, he hit another laser shot to right field, only for a single, but it was a laser shot right off the bat.
Yeah, look, Jalen Davis is going to strike out a lot this year and maybe even next year, too. There's just a lot of holes in his swing, Marty. But when he does get a hold of it, you see the monster power potential. You see when the Giants are so in love with that swing. And you see why they're going to give him consistent opportunities. Because if he can harness that and put together a more consistent approach and stay on breaking balls better and catch up to fastballs, you know, one of the issues for him has been catching up to velocity. You're talking about a guy who could be a middle-of-the-order force. And the Giants saw it at AAA last year. They saw it when he was in the Minnesota organization, and it's just a matter of getting him enough at bats. I think that you're always looking for that Muncy-like power potential that the A's could never really get out of Max Muncy, and the Dodgers ended up getting it with him. But I think with Jalen Davis, it's going to be a process, but this is a year where you really invest in him and make sure that he gets those opportunities at the major league level because there was little left for him to master at AAA.
You know, it's funny. Cary Crowley, of course, with us on this Sunday. Max Muncy, he was nowhere. And all of a sudden the Dodgers got him, and he's now this great power hitter, hit him in the ocean and all this kind of stuff. I think he's ruined more careers and probably saved more careers than anybody in baseball.
Yeah, exactly. And to go along with Max Muncy, Justin Turner is the other guy who was nowhere. I mean, he was a nobody when he came to Los Angeles. Teams had given up on him. And Justin Turner, I think, is the last guy I want to face in that lineup. You know, there are ways you can get Mookie Betts out. Seemingly, the Giants have done it this weekend. You're not going to continue to do that all the time. Cody Bellinger can be pitched to at times. He'll expand the zone at times when he's not completely locked in. But I've never seen Justin Turner just take a simple 0-for-4. It feels like he's always the most dangerous hitter in that lineup. He's just insanely underrated and continuing to produce at age 35. So you go through the top six hitters in that order with Muncy, Betts, Bellinger, Turner, Seager, and then Peterson. And this Dodger team, I maintain, they're going to win 47, 48 games.
Mm, boy, okay. As I said yesterday, you think they'll lose that many. All right. Okay. Logan Webb. The first inning was excellent, good velocity after that, a lot of sweeping, breaking stuff, trying to keep the ball out of the middle of the plate. Ended up with four innings and I guess did a credible job. What was your take on Logan Webb?
To me, Logan Webb as a pitcher must be, using the same philosophy from the Giants coaching staff that Jalen Davis is as a hitter. And you just keep throwing him out there every fifth day because you can see the moments of brilliance. There are times when that changeup floats and just makes hitters miss, makes hitters miss bad. And then that slider has got a much better shape to it this year. He's throwing the four seam. He's got the cutter off of it. Two-seam action. He struck out Betts with a two-seamer yesterday, but then there are the moments of inconsistency with the walks where he seems to lose it with his mechanics. And I just think the more he gets exposed to major league lineups, the better Logan Webb is going to be. And Marty, we forget that this guy's only 23 years old. So yeah, it would not shock me by the end of the season if Logan Webb is the Giants' best and most consistent starter. But again, I think he's still probably a year or two away from really putting it together and becoming the complete package.
Yeah, I agree. Like Cueto, he looked like he was out of gas. Mm-hmm. You know what it reminded me of? Lincecum in the warm weather. I saw him sitting on the bench. I said, boy, this guy looks like he's out of gas completely. And for a 23-year-old, and I'll say this, and I don't know when they told him he was going to pitch. They could have told him that morning he was going to pitch. So, and I want to get your comment on Gausman as we wrap it up with you, really. But, you get a kid like this, Logan Webb, who knows what he does for a couple of days beforehand. Not that he's going to do anything crazy. But, you want to be mentally prepared to know on a certain day you're getting the ball and you're completely rested and ready to go five or six innings as a starting pitcher. To me, he didn't look like that yesterday. He looked gassed after four innings. So he may have found out that morning that he was going to start. And I think that's going to be an issue. So that's my statement on that. Now, Kevin Gausman got on Zoom and essentially said what I just said, and that is, you're a starting pitcher, you want to know when you're going to pitch. And Kapler said, well, come to our seance. We'll all hold hands, and we'll all communicate, and we'll all say what's on our mind, and everything's good, everything's clear. But he's missing the point. The point is the guy wants to know when he's going to pitch, and he's a starter. He wants the ball.
Yeah, here's what I'll say about Kevin Gausman. The guy is the most soft-spoken, nice, easy to please, he's here to get along with everyone type of pitcher. And if he's the one who's coming out and saying, I just want the ball, I'm not really sure about the opener strategy, I want to pitch on a specific day, I can't imagine what Jeff Samardzija is saying behind the scenes. Because
if you can find him, try to find Samardzija.
Exactly, because Gausman is just, he's such a nice, genuine guy. I think that, the more fans get exposed to him, the easier he'll be to root for. And those comments did surprise me a little bit. He said it was communicated to him beforehand that he'd be coming out of the bullpen, but he signed with San Francisco because Farhan Zaidi told him he would be part of the rotation. Gausman had other offers, but they wanted him to start. And so his expectation is that next week when they get home to San Diego, he will start a game. And I think that Gabe Kapler's going to have to answer if he doesn't.
Yeah, and I think he will. I really do. I think he will. Well, the Giant bullpen was terrific. The Solano error was trouble. Watson didn't seem to have, real crisp stuff. Gave up a few laser shots, but got out of there with the one run in the ninth inning. And Barragar, the rookie, just took the ball and said, who's coming up? Ruth, Gehrig, and Fox? No problem. Just give me the ball.
Yeah, Caleb Barragar had to be probably the most refreshing debut Giants fans have seen from a relief pitcher in a long, long time. The guy just said, here's my fastball, try and hit it to Mookie Betts, Cody Bellinger, and Max Muncy. And he was successful. He looks like a relief pitcher out there. He looks like he's going to attack. He's locked in as a competitor. And you love that mentality from someone who's never been in this situation before, has one game of AAA experience under his belt. just went out there and faced the best lineup in the league and said, try and hit me. And, you know, that can set the tone for a bullpen. You need guys like that. And I would not be surprised if Berger moved into high leverage situations right away.
Yep, I agree. That was a good part of the game. All right, last thought for you today. I guess it's Drew Smyly. I read on Twitter, Kerry Crowley, yeah. some guy who covers the Giants, said it is Drew Smyly today. No one else has said it, but I guess you're right.
Yeah, the Giants sent out that text a few hours ago that Drew Smyly is going to be the starter today. So what that says to me is they really didn't want Jeff Samardzija to face the Dodgers, and they really want Samardzija to be the guy who pitches twice at home next week. Six-game homestand, you're going to have one starter make two starts, and I think that you'll see Sharp go on Tuesday and Sunday as long as he's healthy, which will put Cueto in line to pitch Wednesday, potentially have Gausman on Thursday. So the Giants will be kind of lined up for that Padres series against a team that has done some good work against Arizona, Marty. I had a chance to watch that game last night. Just real quick, Dinelson Lamet is a starter who's throwing 99 with an incredible curveball. I mean, Lamet is fun to watch, and those Padres uniforms are right in the running for the best in the league right now.
Yep, no, I agree. This is going to be a very interesting series. You know, it's so funny, and Kerry, you know, I love talking ball with you. Every time I watch a game and it's an exciting game, I say, God, let me look at the attendance. And the attendance is zero. You
know, yeah.
I'm watching the games. I'm watching the games and enjoying the games, whether there's anyone there or just a cutout of Mary Hart. I don't care.
Yeah, no, I'm with you. You know, Marty, I don't like to watch MLB Network. I don't like to watch the highlights during the season because my whole world is baseball. I do this 9-10 hours a day. This year, I'm all over it. I'm glued. I haven't missed a moment on MLB Network the past few days, and I just love it. So you know, it goes to show you don't know what you got until it's gone, and now that baseball's back, I'm going to cherish it.
Absolutely. All right, Original Joe's in your future this week?
It could be in my dinner plans tonight. I think I have to make the decision pregame, but it is definitely in the conversation. The cheeseburger's calling my name.
All right, well, grab and go off the menu up in Westlake and, of course, in North Beach. There's outdoor dining, fully, carefully done with masks and socially distanced and everything well. And John Dugan, the most unique restaurateur, just meet him, and you'll know what I'm talking about in the Bay Area. So, hey, I appreciate having you on, as always. Look forward to next week and having you back here. Of course, you are here, but having you back at the home ballpark, it's going to be totally different.
Absolutely.
It's going to be different. Yeah, it's going to be a good week of baseball. Kerry, thanks so much. Good reports this weekend. Good reports.
Thanks so much, Marty. I'll talk to you this week.
All right. Say hello to the folks. That is Kerry Crowley, Bay Area News Group. More coming up, KMBR 680, 104.5, the sports leader.